And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Leah Graham with American Family Insurance and Women in Business, David Rouse with Oakwood Homes, and Dr. Carla Phillips of Yavapai College. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Rebates? Rebates?
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates? Rebates?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here talking to our first guest, Dr. Carla Phillips of Yavapai College. Hey, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Lorette, for having me on here. I'm doing great.
No problem. So I know there is quite a lot going on at Yavapai College. Just a little bit of things, right? But especially this weekend, there seems to be something major going on at the college.
Yeah, there's a little something going on this weekend, and it's something that's very exciting because we're working with you at the Chamber, and we're working with the town of Chino Valley, and we're doing another Harvest Festival this year. last year it was so much fun. So many people came out and they were just so thrilled to have a great community event that didn't cost them a whole lot of money.
Right. And so this is our second annual Harvest Festival held at Yavapai College. And this is something the Chamber has done year after year. But last year was our first time kind of merging with Yavapai College.
That's right.
Chino Valley Yavapai College. And then also this year, a new addition was the town of Chino Valley came on as well as a sponsor and helping plan this event.
That's right. So everybody's got their own piece of the action out there. So it's going to be a whole lot going on. From our part, from the college, we're, of course, providing the venue. We have this awesome campus
right.
out there.
Right. Huge campus. So the world is our oyster. There's plenty of parking. Parking is free for everybody. And it is the second annual Harvest Festival this weekend, Saturday. What kind of things do we expect to see there?
Oh, gosh, a little bit of everything you would expect to see at a Harvest Festival.
Definitely.
So, I mean, of course you have hay rides and your corn maze and the hay rides with the tractor show also there. And
they'll have a tractor pull show.
Yes.
And is there two times that they're going to be doing it this year?
I believe so, just like they did last year.
So you can come out in the morning or in the afternoon
right.
and watch a tractor pull.
Yes, and we'll have a schedule on that. And last year, something that was a lot of fun for people was the canine costume contest.
Ooh.
Yes, so people brought out their dogs decked out in their favorite Halloween contests.
And a lot of them, like, you know, if they dressed up like Batman, they had their dog as Robin.
Right.
I remember seeing some cute things like that, so that's great.
Yeah, there were some good combinations. One even had music on it. It was dressed up as a bubble bath, and it was playing the music Splish Splash. I was
oh my gosh, how cute. So people are really creative with
yes,
their animals.
Be as creative as you want, and then you can't have a Harvest Festival without pumpkins.
Yes.
So there will be a pumpkin patch where a family can come and pick out a pumpkin. There's also going to be pumpkin painting.
Pumpkin painting, so you can get a little pumpkin and paint it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
fun.
And no charge for admission, no charge for pumpkin painting. And
so really, everything's free, considering, unless you're going to eat.
Right, unless you're going to eat or get something from the beer garden.
Oh, yeah. There is a beer garden
there. There's a beer garden.
So we'll have a beer garden, and there's going to be some food trucks there.
Absolutely. Got to have some yummy foods out there, and the town is taking care of
the food trucks
and the kids zone. There'll be lots of games in the kids zone, and of course, bouncy houses. You just can't do it without the bouncy houses.
There'll be three fantastic food trucks. We've got Iron Horse Grill.
That's right.
We also have a Sugar Skulls.
Yeah, that has all kinds of neat stuff.
Yeah,
in it.
Definitely. Yeah. And then we also have Outlaw Donuts. They don't just sell donuts.
I've heard breakfast burritos.
All kinds of good stuff. So we're going to have all three of them present along with a beer garden. So you can come out and get a beer and just kind of hang out at the Harvest Festival while your kiddos are, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, and our faculty come out and volunteer to help out with that day. So you'll see a lot of fun activities related to the programs we run out there. So because we have animal programs, that's why we have the canine. There'll be canine agility field, and people can bring their dogs with them.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Yeah, and play in the agility field, get a little introduction of how to train them out there. We'll have a petting zoo, you know, from our animal care management students. So bring in what they've got at home and get things set up for you. And you know, we have a line work program out there, and you know what that means?
Bucket truck rides. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so much fun.
That was very popular last year. We had a big lineup for that. And we'll also have our school mascot, Ruff, out there. And he'll be there for some picture taking. And then something that we did last year that was a lot of fun was a relay race.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Between town VIPs and the college VIPs. And it was a Dress the Scarecrow race, and the winners got a golden pumpkin award.
Ew, fun.
And I'm sorry, but the college won last year.
The college did win last year.
So the town is trying to redeem itself this year.
Definitely.
They, you know, they've put together a strong team.
I think they've been practicing on suspenders and everything.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, they must be practicing, getting all their practice runs in.
Right. So that'll be happening around noon. The whole thing's going on from 10 to 2, but right around that noon hour is when we're having – some picture taking time. We're having the relay race. We're having, there's something else right at
Bobbing for apples.
Bobbing for apples.
So there's actually going to be a contest, Bobbing for Apples. The Prescott Times have kind of taken this on, and they're going to be doing, and you'll find them on Facebook, social media. What they're really going to be doing is promoting this event, but they're looking for five different contestants. So if anyone out there wants to be a contestant, find them on Facebook and let them know that you want to be a contestant for Bobbing for Apples. The grand prize is tickets to Ad Africa.
Okay, I thought it was a pretty good
prize.
Yeah,
it is a
That's a pretty darn good prize.
That is definitely good
prize. So definitely worth coming out, you know.
We've got a kids zone. The kids zone does include free pony rides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how can you have, like, free pony rides? they've got a few bounce houses, face painting, and face painting is also free. There's a arts and crafts show, too.
Oh, that's right. You've got a lot of vendors this year.
We do. Yeah. We have quite a few vendors selling arts and crafts. Some vendors are there doing a business promotion, just talking about their business and their company. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and our horticulture students will actually be selling some plants, too. They've made special some little gardens.
Oh, cute.
In pots, you know, to sell. So those will be out there as well.
Will they give us pointers on how not to kill them?
They usually do, and they're giving a tour of the greenhouse.
Oh, fun. So this is our chance to kind of get a tour of the greenhouse along with all the festivities and activities that are going on for that one day.
Yeah, and you know what else we haven't talked about yet?
Ew, the big star of the show. There is a virtual haunted house, and that's done by Virtual Odysseys. Sean is the owner, and he is coming out again. He was there last year. And a virtual haunted house is exactly what it sounds like. You put on those funny goggles, and what everyone around you gets to see the screen that you're looking at.
Right.
And I remember Wendy, who was on a board, a board member, did it last year, and it was so funny to see her do it. She was actually like jumping and screaming. And,
well, it's pretty scary. I told. I didn't do it, but they do have an age limit on that one. So they he has some really fun ones for the younger
kids
it would be too scary for. I saw some with the lightsaber swords and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, having,
they had like Fruit Ninja, all kinds of stuff. And then they had, and then he's got the virtual haunted house. So that's a great one.
Yeah.
It's super fun. It's, you know, virtual reality has come a long way too. So it's not where you'll get sick or dizzy. You know, it's really kind of come a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've got so much stuff going on. It's this Saturday. Can you believe that?
Oh, I can believe it. We've had a lot going on getting ready for that.
Still can't believe we're already in October. So October 12th, this Saturday at Yavapai College, where is the college located?
It's located at 2275 Old Home Manor Drive, and that's just 2 miles east on Perkinsville Road.
So go to Chino Valley, take a right or left, depending on each direction that you're coming in, Perkinsville Road, and head straight up towards the college.
Yep, and there'll be signs.
Signage everywhere.
And banners, and it's, I mean, it's the perfect thing to grab your family, come on out, have a great day, low cost, lots of fun. It's all right,
right
there in one place.
And it's something really for the whole family. I mean, we've got, like you said, the tractor show, the tractor pool, you've got arts and crafts, you got games for the kids, and the free, you know, hay rides and corn maze. And all of that, well, let's stress again, is free.
And animal stuff.
And
everybody
animal
loves
stuff.
Animals.
Yes, absolutely.
Dogs, and I don't know what all is going to be in the petting zoo, but I can imagine we're looking at, you know, maybe little goats and sheep and miniature burrows and all kinds of things. Yeah.
It sounds fantastic, and I just can't believe it's free.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people couldn't believe that last year, but they were very happy.
And it's so exciting that we're able to offer this to our community and say, hey, come on out with your families. Take advantage of this free thing. I mean, the only cost is really if you eat anything off the food trucks and if you have a beer or if you buy some arts and crafts.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to, I think, a much larger selection from the arts and crafts this year as well. So I think the excitement has been building. People have already been asking about it. And it should be a great day. And the weather forecast is absolutely perfect.
Perfect. Great weather
right.
for fall festival.
Sunny, 72 degrees, 6 mile per hour winds in Chino Valley.
Wow. So it's going to be a perfect day. Come out and celebrate Harvest Festival October 12th. It is from 10 to 2 p.m., so get there early. And for more information, I guess you can call the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, or you can go to chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org.
And see Loretta about vendor applications.
Thank you so much, Carla. Dr. Carla Phillips with Yavapai College. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Do you have a passion for politics? Have people said to you, you should run for office? Are you tired of the same old feckless politicians? If this describes you, we at the Power of Fives want to talk to you. The Power of Fives is searching for great conservative candidates across the entire state of Arizona in every legislative district to run for the Arizona House and Senate as a clean elections candidate. The Power of Fives wants you. Call us today at 602-864-1402.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette, and I'm here with our next guest, David Rouse with Oakwood Homes. How's it going, David?
Doing good. Good afternoon, Quad Cities.
Yeah, good afternoon, Quad Cities. So a lot's going on in your neck of the woods as well.
Yes.
Oakwood Homes, you guys got great things going on. I always see you guys on Facebook and, you know, selling those homes.
Oh, yeah.
Prefabulous.
Prefabulous. See, that stuck with you.
It totally did stick with me. Anything with the word fabulous.
There you go.
Taco fabulous would totally stick with me.
So we need to learn how to snap the fingers while we're saying
yes.
Yes.
Prefabulous.
Prefabulous. There we go. Love it. Might have to borrow that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you guys are planning something unique and unusual.
Yes, we are.
And I am so proud of you guys. This is such a outside the box thinking. And I have to say, probably one of my favorite events that I've heard of. So I'm excited about it, and I know our listeners are going to be really excited about it. So what's going on at Oakwood Homes?
Well, we're
going
to be doing a Halloween event.
Yay!
And we thought we needed to do something a little different. So what creates that Halloween uniqueness in our area? And a lot of people like to go to subdivisions, places where the houses are right next to each other, where
Absolutely.
It's easier to trick or treat.
Absolutely.
You can get a lot done in a short amount of time. So we thought, why don't we kind of piggyback off of that idea and see if we can create our own little Halloween village on our lot, you know?
Right.
So kind of create an event where we're going to have, it's going to go from 4 to 7. So we're going to have some food out there. So
Ew.
If you want to feed the kids before going out for the evening, we're going to have some face painting going on out there. So if the costume's not all put together, you need some help with that. We got somebody out there to help with that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, to finish that idea. We're going to have some fun ideas for the kids, some play areas, and then we're going to set up a trick-or-treating station at each of our lot models. So currently on lot right now, we have 10 homes. So that means we're going to have 10 different stations. We've also invited several other businesses to come in. Right now, we've got several of our people that we work with that are going to be coming to work with us. They're going to have probably their own little 10x10. So you could end up with more than just 10 spots to trick or treat.
Right. I just love the idea you can go from home to home and actually truly go trick or treating.
Go trick or treating.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
Knock on the door. Trick or treat. We'll give you some candy. If mom and dad want and they have a second, they can come in and take a peek, you know.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And see about maybe having a home for next year, you know, when they want to do that.
Absolutely. It's just a great thing that you guys are doing for the community.
Yeah.
It's creating that safe neighborhood.
Correct.
Again, you know, because like you said, everyone goes from cul-de-sac or, you know, they're just different neighborhoods.
Correct.
And they kind of rate it. And
correct. I mean, the places, and they're beautiful places like Mount Vernon, but how crazy is traffic getting in and out of there?
Right.
Sometimes in Chino, Highlands Ranch? Again,
that's where I'm at.
Some
and
of the
it's
traffic,
crazy
getting in and out of there.
You know, and the kids hate me because I'm never there.
Correct.
I'm always working Halloween.
Prescott Valley, you go to Granville. It's crazy.
It's
risky getting in and out of there. Kids not getting hit and running all over the place. Well, now bring them to a safe environment. Well, we'll feed them some dinner, give them some fun, get a little trick-or-treating. And we're not saying if you want to stay the whole 3 hours, stay the whole 3 hours. But come in. Hit our event, take a look around. If you got any questions, leave your information, and then take them on to the next event. Maybe go on over to Memory Park and then see that event.
Right.
And then maybe go hit Highlands Ranch when it's settled down a bit or whatever. So, yeah, we're not saying make us all your plans for the evening. Maybe just include us.
Include you, yes.
In the plans for the evening.
I think it's just, like I said, it's a great idea, very outside the box.
Right.
I love how the kids can go into that safe area.
Right.
And just kind of go, you know, from station to station, house to house.
Correct.
But really, the fact that you've incorporated the face painting, I love that.
Correct.
Because you're right. You know, so much of the time, you know, you're kind of half put together.
Correct.
But I'm not an artist, so I can't draw whiskers for my kid or, you know, stuff like that because it looks horrible when I'm done. But to have somebody there for face painting is a great idea.
Yep. So
the
idea
that.
Obviously is, start your evening with us. Then maybe, because we're at the north end of town.
Right.
Work your back way over to Memory Park. So,
Memory Park, yes.
Yeah,
we'll have
an event. We got good event going over there. Again, we want to be part of the town. So we're not saying
Absolutely.
Do ours instead of.
Yes.
We're saying include us because we are part of the community, and that's the key here.
I love how there's so many options now in Chino Valley.
Correct.
You know, before there was just like one option maybe.
Correct.
And now it's just the town's Halloween event has just grown.
Right.
And that's become huge at Memory Park.
Correct.
But this is another addition, and I love it, that it gives them a little something different to do.
Correct. Why leave the town now? Why go into Prescott or Prescott Valley and
exactly.
and then not get home until late on a school night? Well, this year it's a Thursday, so I guess it's not a school night.
Yeah,
for
not
kids.
Not for Chino
they
kids.
They caught a break this year.
They yeah, they did.
The next but,
they did. The teachers as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of caught a break.
It's Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It is, right? For anyone that works for the town of Chino or that goes to school in Chino.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Like you said, you'll have food there.
Correct.
So you can come out, feed the kiddos, get them dressed there.
Yep.
And just kind of hang out.
And the other thing obviously we're there to sell homes.
Right.
So this time of year, we have our red tag clearance event. Started September 1st, runs through the end of the year. We have some phenomenal savings going on right now, including a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house with $15,000 in incentives on it. I mean,
holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, so we have some really great deals going on. And I tell people all the time, we service everywhere. You know, we sell from Chino Valley, but we go anywhere, anyone needs the home to go. So
right.
We'll make it work.
Right. And like we had mentioned before on previous radio times, you guys are a one-stop shop.
Correct. Take it from A to Z. So you come in, you don't even know where to begin. Well, then come have a conversation, and we'll help make that plan on where to begin.
Right.
Usually the first step is the lending part, figuring out budget, figuring out what the vision is, and then seeing if it's attainable. And then go from there, you know, work your way backwards.
And you guys will
help with that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Help find the lot, help
Correct.
Find the land,
Correctly.
Help find the right
with some
model.
Amazing realtors in the area.
Right.
We have some just amazing, well-qualified, and well-approved lenders that we work with. We don't do the lending.
Right.
But we work with some well-approved lenders that are, you know, they can get it done. And then, yeah, some fantastic options on models and choices.
There is,
sizes,
actually.
Pricing. I mean,
I love how some of the models now have the barn doors.
Yep.
Oh, that's, I mean, they're so cute.
Yeah, our anniversary models have all the farm rustic features going on.
Oh, I love that.
And we just got our baby Jay back in. And we're experimenting with a little bit of a different feel on that house. Different flooring options. So
wow.
Therefore you don't have to stay with standard options on flooring from the factory. You can actually choose different options from a local flooring company here to maybe change the flooring option if you want to. So again, it's trying to customize these homes to
sure.
where, you know, when you really truly move in, the day we hand you keys, it really is just an exciting feeling because you've put a lot of energy into it, and hopefully it's the vision you
wanted.
Yeah.
Right. And the good thing is, you know, you're already making it. So
Correct.
You're putting in the flooring, you're putting in everything. So by
Correct.
The time you move in, it's ready to go.
That's right.
It's move-in ready.
That's
what?
Right.
Hassle-free. You know, it's, I moved in and I still had to paint. You know, I didn't like this. So I had
yep.
to, you know, you just still have to, you're move-in ready, sort of.
Correct.
But not really. This way, you're actually really move-in ready.
Oh, yeah.
I love that fact.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many things involved. That's what we take care of.
Right.
Now you just have to help with the vision. You know, let's figure out where we're going to put it. Sit back and relax because unfortunately it's not a, you know, it's not the quickest of processes. It does take a little bit of time.
But you know,
but
so does
well
building a house, everything.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. So, but it's yours. It's never going to be lived in. It's going to be beautiful. Double wides do not depreciate. They appreciate with whatever market value is. So you're still getting value. You know, you get to create the vision and then watch it all the way to the through. And then most of the time these are going in on half acre lots, big. So now you've got your own little spot, you know.
Right.
Not saying that we can't, if you have, or in one now and you're wishing, man, I'd love to get out of this one. It's an older one. Come see us. We'll haul off your old home and put in a new one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if it's less than, if it's newer than 1976, you may even have value in it because we take trades.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, you could trade in an older home, and then if there's value to it, we'll give it to you. Clean up your lot, put a fresh one down there, and then boom, you're in a new home.
Wow, I had no idea that you guys did trades.
Oh, yeah.
Or that it was that easy that you could get a new one and
Correct.
Switch it out.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so many of us, you know, like I'm stuck in with what I got. You know, if I want to do some upgrades, I have to do them on my own.
You gotta do it on your own.
And flooring and tile and all that good stuff.
And it's amazing the technology in our homes now. I mean, they're just so phenomenal. They stand up to site-built homes.
They
so
do.
If you're into something in the 80s or even early 90s, those homes are beautiful. There's
right.
nothing wrong with them. Maybe they're paid off, so I get that. But maybe it's time for something, a little new technology, a new, you know, feel. Change up life a little bit. You know?
And they're fantastic. You know, some of them have just great closet space,
oh, yeah.
The his and her stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's so many different models, and they're all
Correct.
So different, and they're all so awesome. I mean,
Correct.
Just, you know, walking through, you see the differences. You
yep.
know, some have large islands.
Correct.
You know, it just really, so it depends on your needs. If you're somebody that cooks and bakes a lot.
Correct.
I mean, there's something for everybody.
Correct. And we're big on service. We
right.
have full-time service staff on, so if the home's not perfect or we're having issues, we're going to do what it takes to solve the problem. We work on 100% survey, so people get survey calls on us 6 months after we move them in. And right now, we're one of the few stores in the company with 100% satisfaction. So that
Good.
Shows that we really take this very seriously. We're very proud of it, and we're real genuine in the fact that we want to make this right from the get-go all the
right.
way through. Because this is also not, it's a bigger town than it used to be, but it's still a small town.
Absolutely.
And 5 years down the road, you know, I hope you still love your home just as much. And if somebody asks you where you got it, You're going to send them my way.
Well, and then when you have a great experience, you know, you tend to, even if you're dealing with a realtor, you tend to refer.
Right.
You know, and so it's really about the experience. And sometimes home, you know, first time home buyers,
right.
We get a little nervous, you know.
And that's understandable. It's a big decision.
This isn't
buying a car. This is buying a house.
Right.
It's a huge commitment. You know, our management team's been doing this their entire lives.
Yeah, definitely.
And then our sales team, I mean, I've lived in the area since 90. And our sales team, we've got, you know, we don't have claim to be all knowledge, all wise, all knowing. But we will tell you that we generally have a good feel of what we're doing. And we're going to hold your hand all the way through the process.
And that's a great feeling.
Yep.
It really is, because it's nice to know that you're there to help answer questions,
correct,
your help to guide,
correct,
you know, and find the right home.
Correct.
And that's what I love about you guys.
Yep.
You guys are just so friendly from the get. You know, I've never.
What's the idea?
Exactly. I actually just love that. And when I said, you know, I heard that you guys were doing the Halloween event.
Yeah.
I was so excited about it, because that is a great thing for our community.
Correct.
And it's a fun way to see the models.
Correct.
You know, for parents out there, you know, it's kind of a two-for-one. You know, sometimes,
correct,
parents can't always take their kids.
Right.
Because, you know, I've got a 3-year-old. They don't want to see homes.
No.
I don't want to. Boring,
no,
you know.
Right.
But this is a great way to kind of.
And that was the idea. Try to come up with ideas to make it fun for the kids. Give them maybe something to do on lot for a few minutes. And mom,
right,
and dad, if they want to, can sneak in a model or two and kind of ask questions. Or also give them website information, give them a way to follow up with them. So,
right,
you know, come back Saturday, 2 days later, and actually spend a little more time looking around in that house that you really had a great first impression on.
And every, you know, house has such a different feel.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh, they're so different. You
Not
walk
one
into
of
one.
Them are the same.
No, and no. I loved it. I loved, you know, going from house to house.
Correct.
They're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so please, yeah, get the word out, obviously. And it doesn't have to be Chino residents. If you want to come from Prescott Valley,
Paul
and Dewey, come on down. You know, we'll be happy to, you know, fill a bag of candy for your little one and make it a one-stop shop. And then
make it a one-stop shop.
With anything you got going on as well.
So. Yeah, definitely. So where is it located?
So we are Oakwood Homes. We're at 3280 North Highway 89. So we are just about a quarter mile north of Road 4 North in Chino.
Right.
So
it's kind of the last roundabout in Chino.
You go through the last roundabout, and we're up on the left. We're across the street from Chino Glass. If you've seen
Farrell Gas Company.
Well, Farrell's across the street from us, too. I was thinking the well company next to us. If you've seen them or the trailer company just north of us, you've gone too far.
Gotcha.
So, like I said, we're just past Road 4 North.
Right.
So
that's, and it's going to be on Halloween.
Halloween from 4 to 7. We're going to run it. So,
Halloween, 4 to 7.
Bring the kiddos.
So you can have dinner there. Now, what is this dinner that parents have to pay for?
No,
or is it?
No.
Oh,
we're talking,
wow,
about hamburgers,
like hot dogs.
Yeah, just basic stuff out there.
Just something good.
Yeah, just basics.
Just fun. Give the kids a little hamburger, a little hot dog,
yep,
send them on their way.
Yep.
And as a kid, you don't care about anything else but trick-or-treating.
Correct.
You just want to get out there and,
correct,
hit the streets.
Correct. And it starts getting dark usually, what, quarter after 5, 5:30,
right,
somewhere in that area.
Absolutely.
So if you come in at 4, then, yeah, you can, in theory, eat, get your face painting done if you wanted to, see the homes, and then still
go trick-or-treating.
Go trick-or-treating,
there.
Yeah. Start off your night with
that. Yeah. That would be a great time.
Yep.
I can't wait. So Halloween at,
right,
your place, Oakwood,
yep,
Homes.
Yep. So we will be at Harvest Festival this Saturday as well.
Perfect.
We are going to have a booth out there. We'll have some flyers in regards to our Halloween event and answer any questions, but also, you know, about what we do, but also about that event as well. So look for us. Come,
excellent,
by, say hello.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yeah, so Harvest Festival will be this weekend as well.
Correct.
So much going on in Chino Valley,
right,
for this, you know, we've got a lot going on for Halloween, Harvest Festival for this month. Yeah, there's quite a bit going on.
And just as a teaser, we're going to be doing like a little bit of a Christmas village coming up in December. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That is a teaser.
Yeah, a little bit of a teaser.
Ooh,
so.
That is a teaser. I can't wait. David Rouse with Oakwood Homes, thank you so much for being here today and letting us know all the great stuff you're doing for our community.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
No problem. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Sedona area residents can meet their new fire chief while enjoying free pancakes.
The Sedona Fire District is hosting an open house event from 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. Pancakes will be served, and there will be fire extinguisher demonstrations, tours of Station 3, and hands-on displays. There will also be various fun and informative activities for kids and adults. Attendees will also get a chance to meet new Fire Chief John Trotwin, who was selected new chief in June. This event is being done as part of National Fire Prevention Week. Sedona Fire Station 3 is located on Slide Rock Road. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Prescott City Council will hear a presentation on the fire department's national accreditation at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
The department started the process to become a national accredited agency under umbrella of the Commission of Fire Accreditation International. Prescott Fire Department officials will share steps in the accreditation process at City Hall on South Cortez Street. That meeting will be held in the lower-level conference room at City Hall. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Sunny, dry, and warm today through Wednesday. A big cool down comes Thursday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to about 50. Under clear skies with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt around 79 tomorrow. A very windy 74 Wednesday, blowing in Thursday's high of only 65. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 55, warming to a sunny 89 Tuesday, a very windy 84 Wednesday, Thursday's high only 75. Your KQNA News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQNA.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Arizona could not survive without water. Thanks to the 336-mile system known as the Central Arizona Project, it delivers water to serve communities and industries. We'll examine how it's managed. Our tree of the month, tips from the pros about electricity, and your home improvement questions. So drop on in at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with my next guest, Leah Graham with American Family Insurance and also Women in Business.
Women in Business.
So, Women in Business, you guys have just come a long way.
Yes.
It seems like every event that Women in Business stands to do, the crowds keep growing.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, gets bigger and bigger, and there's so much to... different variety that you guys do.
Absolutely. We're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so Women in Business is coming up this month.
Yep. October 15th is going to be our next luncheon.
October 15th. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yay.
When is the luncheon? What is it?
Sure.
Like, what's it going to cover?
Okay, so this coming up luncheon, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness, we have a speaker from YRMC coming to talk to the ladies about breast cancer awareness. And we're really excited because all of our board members are going to be wearing pink. So we want to invite anybody who comes, please feel free to wear your pink. It's going to be pink and black kind of decoration.
Ooh, fun.
It'll be really cute.
And the guest speaker is Mary Sterling.
Yes.
She's the Imaging Service Director with Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Yes,
wow, that was
quite the title, right?
Powerful to say, yes.
I know.
She'll be there, guest speaker, talking about
breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness,
kind of like things to look for and little tips and things that you want to know about. So it's going to be very informative, but there's also going to be a lot of fun. We've got a fun icebreaker for all the girls. And everybody always has a great time. It's just an energetic networking
event. It is. And it's mostly fun. All women. Men are welcome.
Men are absolutely welcome to come and talk about breast cancer awareness if they'd like to.
They'll probably come in support of it.
I know. We want them to wear pink too.
Yes, exactly. So wear your pink.
Wear your pink.
And come out for breast cancer awareness. And that's the luncheon. Where is the luncheon going to be at?
So we're going back to Centennial Hall where we used to have our luncheons all of the time. And we love having it at Centennial Hall. They always treat us really well and everybody has a really good time. And we're just really looking forward to it. We have gotten quite a big following.
Do you know what the menu is going to be?
Yes, actually we're having a fajita buffet.
Yum!
Oh my goodness, I know. Yum. I'm actually so hungry thinking about
it. Yes, exactly. Who doesn't love fajitas?
I know.
I love that. So it's a fajita buffet.
Fajita buffet.
Yum. Mm-hmm. And come and network with other women.
Absolutely.
And just, it's a really great time to, like I said, there's nothing but positive energy there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
it's
really
always
great
one
women
of those
there.
Events that you go to and everybody's happy to be there. Everybody's excited. Lots of positive energy.
Right. And you don't have to be a business owner to go.
No, not at all.
If you can't go as a business owner, but you've got a great staff person that would be fantastic at networking for you,
absolutely.
Send them.
Yeah.
Definitely
absolutely.
Send them. Because those contacts, you know, by letting them go, really help out. It allows them to network for your company.
Absolutely.
And
it's just fun because you get to meet women in the community.
Right.
And you get to network with women. And I think there's a huge demographic of women out there who just really enjoy doing that.
Definitely.
So if you want to come and just have a girls' luncheon, just come and meet some new girls, have some good lunch, learn some good tips. It's going to be a really fun time.
Fun time for women in business. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, too, is because Women in Business was so successful, I actually started Men in Business.
Yes, I know. It's cool.
And Men in Business. And so Men in Business will also be meeting this month as well. Mm-hmm. Theirs is October 17th at the Chino Valley Golf Range.
Oh, how fun.
And what we're doing with Men in Business is we are going to be doing some pumpkin golfing.
Oh my goodness, that sounds so fun.
It sounds kind of crazy.
Interesting.
You're not going
to
actually
have a big golf stick.
Nope, you don't. It's going to be pumpkin targets.
Oh, I see.
So they'll either, like, you know, at the golf range, if they hit a pumpkin, they'll get a prize. We've got like the closest to a pumpkin wins like a grand prize. So there's all kinds of fun stuff out there. But, you know, we've got Men in Business and Women in Business.
Women in Business.
And Women in Business, you guys are also gearing up for an annual event too.
Absolutely.
You guys have already started the planning for that.
Yep, absolutely. In February of this year, we hosted our first fashion show with Smart Girls Consignment Store, and we were able to raise $1,000 for the U.S. Vets Shelter in Prescott.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It was so cool. And so this year, the board has given us approval. We're donating a third of all of our profits for the next fashion show to the same U.S. Vets Shelter in Prescott. And so we've got a tentative date. It's going to be sometime in April. We don't have all of the details yet, but we do have some really awesome sponsorships available. If you're looking to get a little bit of exposure for your business, then you can sponsor this fashion show. And to me, I sponsored last time, and I think it's a huge value because with our title sponsorship, it's only $150.
Right.
You get to pass out all your marketing materials. You get two tickets to the fashion show, and you get to talk about your business in front of 100 people. For 90 seconds. So I think that's a huge value.
And it is,
value.
Actually. And it's not just for the fashion show they can sponsor. It's any Women in Business
luncheon
they can sponsor. And I think that's a great value. Mm-hmm. The title sponsor is $150, so that's what you get for it. But you also have a Demi sponsorship.
Yes. So if $150 isn't quite in your budget, then you can do a Demi sponsorship. And Demi sponsorships are only $60. It includes your luncheon ticket, and you can still pass out all your marketing materials in front of everybody.
Yeah, what a great way.
And last time was really great because we had a real estate agent, Patty Holly. She sponsored our goodie bags. So at the fashion show, everybody who was a sponsorship got to fill up goodie bags for everybody. So everybody who came to the fashion show was able to take home a goodie bag full of all kinds of
fun stuff.
Yeah, it was a great, great event. We're so excited to do it a second time. And ultimately raise as much money as we can for our veterans.
And this year, you're dealing with two retailers.
We are, hopefully. Yes, absolutely. We've got Well, they haven't quite confirmed yet, so okay. I don't know if I should say them on the radio.
Gotcha.
But we might have two different clothing stores that we're working with that'll be doing the fashion show with us. And we always have a great turnout. We have a luncheon. It's a great cause. And even if you can't do a sponsorship for that, then give us a raffle prize, because we had a whole table of raffle prizes.
Of raffle stuff. And it was so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
All the raffle prizes
it was so
were
fun.
Fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
This is a really great fun event. The fashion mm-hmm. show is fun. And it'll be coming up next year, basically
next
2020.
April. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Next
and so
April.
You guys are already gearing up for it. But anyone out there that does want to, you know, pre-plan, I know budgets are important.
Yes.
This is a great event to sponsor mm-hmm. and to think about in the future if you want to donate
Huge.
Anything, you know, for goodie bags, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we had 110 attendees in February's fashion show. So for just a few dollars, you can get up and talk about your business in front of that many people. And if you're too shy, then have someone do it for me, or I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I'll get up and talk about your business.
People will talk about your business for you.
Yes, exactly.
Great. So like you said, so much going on with women in business.
Mm-hmm.
This
so
October,
excited.
Well, or in October, so you've got October 15th.
Yep.
Is the Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon.
Yep.
Registration is open for that.
ChinoValley.org.
People can go ahead, register for the luncheon. It's $20 for chamber members, and that's any chamber.
Any chamber.
You don't have to be specifically Chino Chamber, just any chamber, right?
Oh, great.
And then... then after that, we've got, then it's $25 for non-members.
It's $25 if you're a non-member. So make sure to, sign up for the Chino Valley Chamber for sure. You'll always get better deals at our lunches.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a really good time. You know, we couldn't do this without our sponsors. And so, I just want to give a quick shout out to our three title sponsors who are sponsoring Women in Businesses Lunch this month. Drake Cement. Thank you to Karen Otis. Thank you so much for your sponsorship. Thank you to Tom's Print and Sign in Chino Valley. We really appreciate you.
Wendy and Tom,
they're awesome. They always support women in business. And then, of course, our Marilyn Huffman with the Better Business Bureau. She's always been a great supporter. So we want to thank her for her sponsorship. And if we didn't have our sponsors, like, these lunches would be a lot harder to put on. We just really appreciate
definitely.
Them.
Definitely. So you've got that luncheon. And you guys are talking also about doing something for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. So we're doing a really fun holiday mixer at El Paraiso, and I'm so excited.
El Paricio.
El Paricio. You're right. but this one is going to be so fun because it's sponsored by Women in Business. So we're sponsoring appetizers and drinks, and we're doing a pink elephant gift exchange.
So that's going to be fun.
So it's going to be so cool. So just like the white elephant gift exchange, we're calling it the pink elephant gift exchange because we are women in business.
We are.
That's our color.
Definitely. So Women in Business has, and that'll be sometime announced in...
That's going to be on December 3rd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in Chino Valley. So come and network with
us. Perfect. We've got...
Have a cocktail.
That one. And that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm
it's
really
just a way for
it.
Women to kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of all the holiday madness, all the stress,
Absolutely.
Everything going on.
Come network and have a good time.
So we've got Women in Business that you guys are gearing up, like you said, October.
October 15th is our luncheon.
And at Centennial Hall.
Centennial Hall. Go to ChinoValley.org to pre-register for that. It's only $20. Get a lovely fajita buffet. Come to network and wear your pink.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. I can't wait for it. All women in business events I absolutely love. Not just because I'm a woman, but they're just so different. You know, women in business, men in business, they're so completely different. The way, you know, women network from the way men network.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I call it
so
grunting
different.
In style for the
I
men.
Know.
So the men
That's
totally
so
do and men's network too. So Women in Business, October 15th, and Men in Business, October 17th. Mm-hmm. You can find more information
so
on
cool.
both of these at ChinoValley.org.
Yay, we'll see you
Thanks
there.
So much, Leah, for being here. Leah with American Family Insurance and also President for Women in Business Board.
Thank
we
you
will
for
be
having
back.
Me.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Hi. Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people. It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm so happy we had a great show. Our guest today, I just spoke with Leah Graham with American Family Insurance and Women in Business. We also spoke with David Rouse with Oakwood Homes and also Dr. Carla Phillips of Yavapai College. So here's the part of the show where you take out your calendars or your trusty phones and you write down what's up and coming. October 12th, this weekend, is the Chino Valley's Fall Festival. It's our Harvest Festival. It is from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Chino Valley Yavapai College. And that is a free event, so bring everyone, the whole family, for that one. October 15th, we've got Women in Business at Centennial Hall, and that is breast cancer awareness, and that is the luncheon. That's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Women in Business. And then that same day, October 15th, we have a spooktacular mixer at the Chino Valley Funeral Home. Yes, you heard me right. It is a mixer at the Chino Valley Funeral Home. It is our monthly mixer, so come on out. It's going to be a spooky fun time. We'll have beverages. We'll have food. It'll be a great time. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.